Oh, I've only got like 4 things left to do. Not bad. Not bad. Well, I guess we should send it out the right way. I mean, there's no point in not listening to this playlist. After all this, after all we've been through together, we deserve this. So richly deserve. I was just thinking about this song. Well, what you want, baby? Want two candy story? You want me to tell you a story? Hell yeah, me too. Yes, honey. I'm going to tell you a story about the badass EZE. He was drinking whiskey and gin. Listen and listen well. He's a bad motherfucker. Give me that goddamn book. Here, let me read you this one. Christmas in Compton.
Okay. Can I go back? Can I go back to the other song? Can I listen to that? Can I just listen to that instead? Get it off me. Disgusting. All this fucking Dave Matthews. He's got everywhere. Ugh. Ugh. I'm gonna be sick. Fuck. Fuck. It's the most hateful song on this whole fucking playlist. Excellent work to whoever put that on there. It's fucking, it's hellish. God. God. God, the GCN. Yeah. seems like a cover you wouldn't record, right? Like, there's no need for, like a pretty faithful cover of Africa. Just fucking listen to fucking Africa. In this day and age, it's never been easier. It has never been easier to listen to Africa. It used to be, like, oh, you had to have a fucking copy of it, or fucking, you're lucky enough to have a CD burner, maybe you fucking burned one from a friend or something on it. Mixed CD, you're like, oh, put Africa on there, dude. Hilarious. But, like, in this day and age, recorded versions of faithful covers, like, it's not... it's just not that interesting, right? I mean... like, if you went and saw Weezer play a show and they busted this out live out of nowhere, you'd be like, oh, fuck. Crazy. That's fucking rad. But it's something that's just like, I don't know, yeah, we recorded a cover of Africa and put it out, I don't know, people seem to want it. Why? Like, I don't think they did a bad job, it's just like, okay, cool, whatever. You know what also is good? The original version of Africa.
This is something new. The crazy slide for you. And this time, we're gonna get everybody clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands.
Everybody clap your hands.
Keep it real.
cause cut clean the miracle on the bills. Still, now put it on the wrist. The best things is bricks and fake. Better still, who you with? I'm so fly when I walk, I never take. My caliber's first rate, exceptional above break. Diesel's large, guilty on every charge. Being dope, imagine Superman with a dookie rope. One, two, three, four, hit it. Banging with the drum, get it. 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1, 1. Shaq, B, Real, KRS.
Shaquille O'Neal is not the worst rapper in the world. I really like this song. Too good for this playlist. So was that last one. says here that this song is on an album called Greatest Hits 2. How many great songs must Bob Seger have if Shakedown is on Greatest Hits 2? You know? That if someone fucked up. Crazy Frog version of this song? Why didn't they do a Crazy Frog version of Neutron Dance? Why isn't there a Crazy Frog version of every song from the Beverly Hills Cop movies? I mean, Axel F. made them so much money. Why not keep going? That Eazy-E song that was in Beverly Hills Cop 3, for example.
Into the crowded line, break down, take down, shake down, you're busting, busting, shake down, break, break down, take down, just about the time you think it's all right.
Traffic. There's a fucking lot of traffic.
Thank you.
image of this. It's like, didn't one of the dudes from Daft Punk do this remix first, but not put it out? And then the version that came out and got popular was someone else. Erica, Prides? There's some weird lineage to, like, that version of the song. And now we have this, whatever the fuck this is. I don't like this at all. This is... told me Pitbull was about to start rapping, I would believe you. Or Will Smith, weirdly enough. Beef with Melt Banana. Oh, right, this.
Kuzumo Zespa in my DeLorean. Words over, I'm a piece of my DeLorean. The story is dumb, Star Wars historian. Steep in the debate, but they play at Benegas. Ground renegade, showed up in the train. First and second defense, I won't hesitate. Got a job to do with Darcy, got the delegates. Got something against her, what for someone he really hates. I don't give a fuck, I might be solo. For all I care, it could be Hana Yoda's dojo. Gotta make the money.
It was pretty funny when that episode of C-Lab revolved around, or you know, ended with them coming back from an MC Chris concert, and then they played this song over the credits, and then people were like, what is that? What is an MC Chris? Tell me more.
I'll take back both the words that are hurt.
need that in my life. Ring, ring. Oh. Crazy Frog does the Pixies. Occasionally need to listen to a good song all the way through so that Spotify knows I mean business. coup. Was preventing us from listening to this song, so is better off alone. fucking Shatner talk singing thing, man. Like, when that, when someone decided, hey, we need to, like, capitalize on this and do a bunch more of it. It's just so fucking sad to me. That's the part you chose. Oh, God damn it. This song when I was in the 8th grade on sax.
Thank you. Well, I hope you all have a crazy frog-filled holiday season. And, you know, if you're in charge of playing music at New Year's events, might I recommend the Crazy Frog catalog. I'll see y'all soon.